What else do you, would you need
that's
to know?
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pretty well. I go out to say, have some friends, and we just enjoy each other's company, and, you know, I take some girls out once in a while, and, I have good rapport with my teachers, you know, and that good interaction in the classrooms.
You're not married, so.
Which I think would be part of it, my social.
Okay. Let's see. So, since I'm interviewing you as a native of St. Petersburg, you've just now moved up to Tallahassee as a student, but you are a native of St. Petersburg. Could you give me a sketch of the community of St. Petersburg, just a kind of town it is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, it's a town, a retirement town, basically. Looking at it, not only economically, but because, you know, the way the people from the northern states
get together and
retire, come here. It's a good town for funeral home business and for bank accounts.
Yeah.
And the population is dominated by older people, pretty much. They seem to congregate around the Central Park, which is downtown.
How big is the town?
It's an area that's quite big, as far as it takes in pretty much a peninsula.
Damn.
Although they're subdivided into suburbs and which have their own, like the beaches. They do have their separate police force and all that, but they all interact with one another. And the town proper population, unknown to me exactly. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think it's 350,000.
That was the thought that came to my mind. I know it was a few hundred thousand. The areas is, you know, like the buildings aren't high or anything. It's just spread out more than it is, you know, and it's condensed. There's a lot of developed. It's all developed.
And with what?
Buildings, houses, shopping centers, malls.
I'm interviewing you at
places of business, roads, you know, highways, interstates, and just densely populated.
I think that wraps up about your background. I'll start interviewing you. Questions. Would you do me a favor and
not cough.
Count from, don't worry about coughing. Count from 1 to 14 for me. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. What number follows 19? After 26? After
26? Oh, 26,
27.
All right. What number follows 29?
30.
All right. And after 39?
40.
Okay, the number after 69?
70.
99?
100.
999.
1,000.
All right. Okay, could you give me the ordinal numbers from 1 all the way up to when I can tell you stuff? Like, okay, if the last man in line is the 11th man, who is in front of him?
Buildings are
the 10th.
And so on. Who, and then in front of him?
Okay, assuming in 10, 9, 8.
No, do it the ordinal, like you just gave the 10th man. In front of the 10th man would be the
9th man. In front of the 9th man would be the 8th man. In front of the 8th man would be the 7th man.
Okay, you just can go.
Continue?
Yeah.
In front of the 7th man would be the 6th man.